Reporting from Canada's original number one campus radio station on unceded and traditional Stolo territory. My name is Stephen Munga, and this is the Valley Roundup. Abbotsford-based author's latest novel, Snake Oil, is set in Abbotsford and on the university campus. BC-born author and two-time winner of the Books We Love bestseller award, Jay Lang has completed 11 novels since the beginning of the 2020 pandemic. All set in BC, the novels address topics that communities face, whether it's drugs, abuse, or mental illness. Lang is also proud to feature main characters from the LGBTQIA2S+ community in her novels. Lang spoke with us about her start in writing, the reason her books take place in BC, and advice for writers. From actress to clothing designer, right? So what made you want to pursue the craft of creative writing? Or like what prompted the switch into creative writing?
I have a grade 7 education, right? That's the last year that when you go to UFE, you have to get all your past transcripts and stuff. And so when I got them, I was so shocked because I'd sworn I'd had more of an education. But yeah, I scored high on the entrance thing, so I did well. And I got into English. I was very privileged to be there. I knew that I was very lucky to be there considering my past education. I took this children's lit course, which I thought I was going to sleep through, right? And Jocelyn Coates was the professor at the time, and she was just cool, really, really cool lady. She had everyone write a story, and so I wrote this goofy story, and she said, you know, you should really pursue this. And I went, I mean, as if, right? I'm thinking, no way. Went from there, and then I went to some more creative writing classes, and then they kind of, a few different professors said the same thing, and I just kind of fell in love with it.
Your latest novel is set in the Abbotsford area. When you began this writing journey, did you make it a point to set your stories in BC?
Oh, yeah, man, for sure. I was raised on this little island with no electricity and kerosene lamps and one-room schoolhouse. And back then, you had to really be about nature, about the land, about where you were. There was no stores or a lot of toys or anything. And so I think I really grew up in that culture and grew up close to nature, very, very close to it. And you had to really use your imagination. It was really important to me to kind of showcase that and show hopefully other parts of the world that might read my book that how beautiful and how enriched and how lucky we are to be in this beautiful province. And two, I think it's easier to write about what you know, close my eyes and go into my memories. You know, I was raised part-time on Vancouver Island as well. It was just easier for me to know these places I was writing about because I had lived it and breathed it and tasted it and touched it, you know?
So what can readers expect from Snake Oil?
I totally invite the idea of things that certain people in the community are facing, if it's drugs, abuse, homelessness, mental illness, whatever it is. And I try and invite that in with my characters. This book is written about a girl that's in university and she's stuck here. Her parents retire and go to Scotland and then she's here by herself. So she's kind of beguiled by this guy and he kind of lures her away. This young guy, her age, he's into selling drugs, but he comes off as something else to her. And the thing that really these characters kind of pulled me on this really crazy journey. And I think the thing that I saw them going through the most, or I felt them going through the most, was kind of coming into their own in way of, you know, they have to recognize their own strengths in order to pull their ass out of there. You know what I mean? And kind of find their own purpose and their own strength and their own identity.
What advice can you give to people considering a career in writing and or those young and up and coming writers?
The biggest thing that I would want everyone to know and that I've spoken about thus far, about my opinion and my journey, is that you have to be resilient. And so I think it boils down to how bad you want it. You have to really give her. If you want to make it, you've got to push. And don't be afraid of that. You know, I mean, you got nothing to lose. You know, you weren't always a writer. Now you have this baby. You're creating this baby and you finally have it. Just, you know, care about it and push like hell and go out there and don't let anybody stop you. And you can do it, you know, absolutely.
Jay Lang will be at the Chilliwack Library from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. on March 18th and at the Clearbrook Library on April 1st from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. This has been the Valley Roundup, brought to you by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. My name is Stephen Munga. For these and more stories from local journalists across Canada, visit canada-info.ca.